The intent of providing traveler information is to increase traveler awareness and the use of time-dependent information about work zone conditions to affect motorists' choices regarding routes to take, departure times, and mode of transportation, as well as to improve driver awareness and behavior. Although this information is often available in real time, motorists should not be encouraged to access the information while driving to avoid being distracted. Instead, access to real-time information should be encouraged during pre-trip planning whenever possible. Methods of disseminating traveler information to the driving public, as well as to truck drivers, include dynamic message signs and portable changeable message signs, highway advisory radio stations, news media outlets, 511 traveler information recordings, real-time access to alerts and travel times via project websites, email alerts, text messages, social media sites, CB Wizard alert system. Examples of the times of time-dependent information that can be provided via these methods include advance notice of when and where lanes will temporarily be closed, advance notice of major changes in traffic switches that will alter the travel path through the work zone, advance notice of changes to transit service, current travel times, delays, and speeds through the work zone or on alternate routes, location and length of queues that have developed, current lane closure locations and lane that is closed, current ramp or intersection closures, current incident locations and lanes that are blocked, warnings when and where construction vehicles are entering or exiting the travel lanes. Although there are many ways to get real-time information to the public, the key to influencing the public is to ensure that the information is credible. Credible real-time information must be accurate, relevant, timely, and desired by the traveler. The table below summarizes the benefits and implementation factors to consider in each of the traveler information dissemination strategies listed above. Several of these strategies may not be reliably available for the general public, but for truck drivers, through their companies and association, and through locations they frequent along the roads they travel, such as rest stops and truck stops, a greater level of access should be encouraged and provided.